I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jill Schlesinger is with us from Jill on Money on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line this morning to talk about two words that just seem to cause eyes to glaze over. Open enrollment.
Oh, boy. Yeah, winning over our listeners one at a time on a Monday morning. Sorry about that. How about if I say there is a lot of money that is on the table? Because this is, you know, healthcare, huge dollars spent throughout the year. And I think what we all do, because we're human beings, is no judgment. We all do it. You say, oh, what I do last year, that's fine. But these plans change year to year quite a bit. So I want to just point out that, you know, you want to start by just listing the doctors and the medications that you take for you, for your family, if you have family coverage, and just make sure, look, when you start the process, like, okay, here are my doctors. Are they covered by my insurance plan? And if they're not, maybe you want to look at other plans that are being offered for you. Again, we're talking about workplace healthcare. 154 million Americans are covered through work. So it is important to pay some attention to this and to try to see if there are alternatives that might be better for you and your family.
It's tough because I say this, Jill, for such an important decision, it's kind of rushed on you, right? I mean, for a lot of employees, you're all of a sudden you see an email like, hey, it's your health insurance for you and your family for the year. There's a million pages to go through. Check it out. Get it to us by the end of the day tomorrow or something. Like, that's at least what it feels like.
You know what? That is such a great point because, you know, we talk about, oh, it's so, here I am. Oh, it's so important. You get the email. It is a two-week period. And by the way, it's a period of time where people, forgetting about that we have a general election this year, but generally anyway, that you're talking about a busy period of time. It is the fall. It is around, usually it's, you know, the end of October, beginning of November. And it does feel rushed. And they don't do, you know, interestingly, I think in a lot of benefit plans, what they'll do is they'll spend a ton of time on, say, the 401k. And they'll say, oh, we're going to bring in, you know, this person from blankety blank investment to give you all of your information. But they don't spend as much time on healthcare because it is hard. And I think what would be really helpful is to at least try to go to the website and just think of it this way. There's usually, you know, different plans that are out there. And so if you start with what plan covers my drugs and my doctors, then you can start to compare prices. And for many people, I'm going to just, you know, I would just want to shine a light on a type of healthcare plan that you may have not used in the past that's really developed into a great option. And it's called a high deductible health plan. So what you'll notice is high deductible sounds kind of scary because it means you pay for more of your coverage out of pocket before the insurance kicks in. But to compensate you for that, the plan gives you a lower premium. So you pay less for your coverage, but it means that you got to pay a bunch of money before the insurance kicks in. To save for that bunch of money, a high deductible health plan is paired with a health savings account. This is an account where you save money. The money that goes in is not taxed. The money that's in the account, kind of like almost like a retirement account, it's not taxed. And when you pull the money out to pay for any healthcare costs in the future, no tax due. So high deductible health plans, they're really kind of this unique plan. Triple tax advantage with that savings component. And it may actually be a good plan for you because the premiums are lower.
And Jill, I've found this is really worth. My wife and I do this. Now, our deductible is eye-watering, like, you know, just this insane, and you know, five figures we're talking about.
Right, scary.
It's crazy. But, you know, being our age, you know, we're both in our mid-30s, we're generally healthy, we contribute to an HSA, and we found out my wife broke her foot over the summer, and still, we're saving money in the long run, even when something does go wrong. Now, our kids are on a separate plan. You know, we wouldn't do that with young kids. But for us, we found it to be a real money saver.
Yeah, it's a very interesting plan. Even people who have some chronic illnesses who say to me, you know, when I tally up the numbers, it does work to your advantage. And, you know, the thing about these health savings accounts that I find very appealing is that, you know, unlike the old flexible spending account, which is I throw some dollars in there, there's no tax due, but I have to use it during the plan year, right? The use it or lose it part of a flexible spending account kind of spooks people. But with health savings accounts, you can take those accounts with you wherever you go. You could even use it decades in the future if you're like, oh, I'm on Medicare and I've got a big cost here. I can use my health savings account to pay for that. So there are a lot of really interesting ways to use these accounts, not just for today, but also to help build your future retirement years and build in a little stash for your healthcare costs.
So it really pays to do some homework on this.
I know. And this is the part that is maddening. You know what you want? I mean, I always like laugh. I said, you know, there have to be these cottage industries of people who are just like, just tell me what to do, right? People would pay for that. But this is a very complex part of the benefit enrollment. It's not like, oh, should I do a Roth or should I do a traditional retirement account? This takes some work. And so what I would say is that I know we all have been complaining for the last few years about prices in the grocery store. How much time are you spending in the grocery store looking at different things? Like, oh, what is that olive oil versus that olive oil? What is this versus that? You spend some time. Just extrapolate that. I got to imagine that you're spending like a couple hours a year comparing prices. So maybe just spend like an hour comparing Medicare and medical and your health coverage so that you can have a better outcome for you and your family.
Well, you know what? It's actually great that it happens this time of year, because who really wants to watch even more election, you know, stuff?
Yeah, but you want to watch football. I mean, I guess you could do this while you're watching football. Congratulations on your win. By the way, I understand that the Jets are going to just drop out of the NFL very shortly. Oh. So I'm just going
to
report that first.
Yeah, I think
all
they have
Jets
to.
Fans. Yeah, they're done. They're fine. We're all Buffalo Bills fans, remember.
Right. Yeah,
you are now. No one was saying that 15 years ago.
I was. Yeah. I told you. I've said that a long time ago because long-suffering Jets fans have always felt that.
Yeah. Well, hey, Jill, thank you. And we'll get on comparing those prices right away. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, every Monday with us here on WBE. Hear her program, Jill on Money, every weekend on WBEN.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.